This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, more than 498,000 people have died from COVID-19, more than 125,000 in the United States. The number of infections globally is approaching 10 million and 2.5 million in the United States. For many states and counties in the U.S., the dark days of the coronavirus pandemic in April unfolded on their television screens, not on their doorsteps. But now, some places that appear to have avoided the worst are now seeing surges of infections. As worries shift from major cities to rural areas, much of the focus of the concern that the United States is entering a dangerous new phase has been on Sunbelt states that are reporting thousands of new cases each day. But the worrying trend is also happening in places like Kansas. In early June, Kansas looked to be bringing its outbreak under control, but its daily reported case numbers have more than doubled in recent weeks. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has called off campaign events in Florida and Arizona for this coming week as the states experience a surge in new coronavirus cases. The White House says Pence will still travel to those states to meet their governors and health teams. Florida and Arizona have set records for new confirmed infections in recent days. And Pence is traveling to Dallas on Sunday to attend a Celebrate Freedom rally at First Baptist Church, Dallas, before meeting with the Texas Governor Greg Abbott. But political events in Arizona on Tuesday and Florida on Thursday have been pushed off altogether. After weeks of anxiously waiting and preparing, Arizona nurses and doctors find themselves on the front lines of the coronavirus as it rips through the state. It's one of the world's newest coronavirus hotspots.